Florida's 2016 legislative session begins today with Governor Scott's State of the State address. Our live coverage begins at 11 this morning, and we'll bring you a recap of our analysis and preview of the upcoming session on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, one of the big issues facing lawmakers again this year is the cost of health care. As Sammy Mack reports, the Medicaid program is expected to take up more than one-third of Florida's general revenue, and the cost of expensive new drugs is adding to that burden.
This September, Florida's top economist, Amy Baker, stood in front of the state's Joint Legislative Budget Commission in Tallahassee and presented an economic forecast for the next few years. The general revenue is projected to go up. And so is the cost of health care.
Medicaid is by far and away our largest driver in this year's long-range financial outlook.
According to Baker, Florida's contribution to Medicaid will take up more than a third of the state budget. There are a lot of reasons for this, but she told legislators the big one is the cost of special new drugs for hard-to-treat illnesses.
Hepatitis C, cystic fibrosis, other things, and they're extremely costly medications, and so those pharmaceutical costs are a very significant player.
According to the industry group America's Health Insurance Plans, these special medications account for 1% of all prescriptions and about a third of all drug spending. David Poole is director of legislative affairs for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which runs a Medicaid healthcare plan. He points out some of these specialty drugs are so new, nobody knows how to budget for them.
It's incredibly challenging to try to predict or pull that crystal ball up and discern what it is we need to budget for or how we need to negotiate rates.
Take the example of Sovaldi. It's one of the new drugs that can cure hepatitis C. And in 2014, within months of FDA approval, Florida had spent more than $11 million on Sovaldi to treat a few hundred Medicaid patients. That's a lot less than liver transplants would cost for all those people, and the state has since developed a threshold for how sick patients must be before they can get the drug. But it's still upended prescription budgets for Florida's Medicaid plans.
And this is happening more and more often where new drugs are brought to market and they are standard of care. And we at AHF and other health plans want to do right by our patients or our beneficiaries. We often don't have any idea what the price point will be.
Joel Menges is CEO of the Menges Group, which does a lot of Medicaid and Medicare consulting. He says Florida Medicaid has one of the highest average costs per prescription in the country.
The policies around how Medicaid prescription drugs are handled by Florida needs a lot of therapy. Florida should not be bottom 10 in the nation.
Part of the issue, he says, is that the state limits how Medicaid plans can control their prescription guidelines. Many of the insurance companies offering Medicaid plans in Florida have lost money since the state moved to a managed care model. The Florida Association of Health Plans commissioned an analysis of prescription spending, and in a letter to the state, they outlined how costs went up by more than 22% when they had to start using the state's prescription drug guidelines. According to Bianca DiGiulio, who does healthcare policy opinion research with the Kaiser Family Foundation, the public wants change, too.
The cost of prescription drugs was the top thing that the public really wants policymakers to be focusing on.
DiGiulio says even when consumers feel like they can afford their own medications, they think drug costs are just too high. And as of right now, it's a bipartisan issue. Democrats and Republicans ranked it as the number one priority in health care. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
Governor Scott will kick off the legislative session with the annual State of the State address. Our live coverage begins at 11 this morning. We'll bring you a recap and a look ahead at this year's session on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.